This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Ukrainian military's general staff spokesperson on Tuesday said that Russian forces are currently focusing their efforts on taking full control over the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. Speaking in a pre-recorded video statement, it noted that the main efforts of the Russian military were focused on breaking through the defense of Ukrainian troops in both areas, as well as establishing full control over the city of Mariupol. Meanwhile, at a news conference in the U.S., Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said that Russia has been sending significant military resources, including artillery and helicopters, and reinforcing battalion tactical groups in the east and south of Ukraine.
Just over the last several days, you can continue to see the Russians are doing what we call shaping. They're trying to set the conditions for more aggressive, more overt, and larger ground maneuvers in the Donbas.
In recent weeks, the Kremlin declared that the capture of the Donbas region, its main goal of the war, after its attempt to storm Kyiv failed. After withdrawing from the capital, Russia began regrouping and reinforcing its ground troops in the east for an all-out offensive. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen plans to meet with Ukraine's prime minister during this week's spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in Washington. At the same time, she'll be trying to avoid contact with Russian officials who plan to attend some group of 20 portions of the event virtually. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending two top officials to the Solomon Islands following a visit by an Australian senator over concerns that China could establish a military presence in the South Pacific island nation. Kurt Campbell, the National Security Council Indo-Pacific Coordinator, and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, are planning to lead the U.S. delegation visiting the Solomon Islands, Fiji, and New Guinea this week. The visit comes after the Solomons and China initialed a draft agreement of a security pact last month, with the Solomons saying they would sign a final version soon. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea says Washington and Seoul have agreed on the need for a strong response to North Korea's recent spate of missile tests, though they remain open to dialogue with the country. Soon Kim flew to South Korea on Monday for talks 2 days after North Korea conducted a new type of missile test in its 13th round of weapons firing this year. South Korean nuclear envoy Nokiduk says that he and Kim shared concerns that North Korea will likely continue to engage in acts that raise regional tensions. He urged North Korea to return to talks. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Florida struck down a national mask mandate on airplanes and mass transit on Monday, and airlines and airports swiftly began repealing their face covering requirements. The judge's decision freed airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask requirements, resulting in a mix of responses to that ruling. The major airlines switched to a mask optional policy, eliciting cheers from passengers when the changes were announced over loudspeakers. The Transportation Safety Agency said Monday night that it would no longer enforce the mask requirement, and airports in Houston and Dallas almost immediately did away with their mandates after the TSA announcement. The number of migrants attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border has surged in recent weeks as the U.S. prepares for even larger numbers with the expected lifting of a pandemic-era order that turned away asylum seekers. Immigration authorities stopped migrants 221,303 times along the southwest border in March, which is a 34% increase from the month earlier and the highest in nearly two decades. Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian military's general staff spokesman said that Russian forces are now currently focusing their efforts on taking full control over the eastern regions of Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.